join Dr. Dave and Evil Steve as they celebrate high-tech talk radio excellence all year long, right here, right now, on Computer Talk with Dave Mason.
Sounder?
Why did you play the sound?
You don't know why?
Your sound is way low to me.
You know why?
Huh.
Can you hear me?
Yeah. Yeah.
Does it sound good now?
Yeah, your level was just low. Yeah, it just...
Do it again.
Go ahead.
Testing 1, 2.
Go ahead. Your level's just low.
Is it? It's still low now?
Go ahead and get up next. Put the mic
up. Still low now?
Yeah, no, it sounds great.
Okay. Yeah, the reason why is... You know, of course, we don't have any rotaries running anymore, but the 6 hours of the Glen is tomorrow. And that's always a great race to watch. It's not a 24, so it's not ridiculously long.
Right.
But it's a good long endurance race, and it's a beautiful setting.
That track is incredible.
Oh,
yeah.
Fantastic. So, yeah, tomorrow, got some racing, baby, some road racing.
Yeah, that's fun stuff. And, you know, the thing with me is it's really almost like a physical thing, just playing that sounder with the four rotor in the background.
Yeah,
it reminds me of when you're having a bad day and you're irritable and things aren't going well.
Right.
If you sit down and get onto YouTube and watch the baby laughing videos, you can't stay in a bad mood. You can't do it. I guarantee you, you cannot
true.
Do it.
Very true.
You
kind of like that. Like it just did.
But
here.
It's different.
See, we feel better already. It's like we're laughing.
You're irritated, yeah.
Because nothing's working this morning,
I walk
but we're
in.
Still going to
Well,
laugh.
Let me tell you what happens. Because I mean, you don't really, you know, we haven't had, because it's been a little chaotic.
A little?
I walk in this morning. My phone is completely dead. It's been on the charger. It's
and
dead.
And that's why you weren't responding to my
It's completely dead.
All
it's been charging for who knows how long. It's completely dead. Well, then you know what happens at that point. Once the phone is that dead,
right.
It just doesn't want to do anything.
Yeah, and you can't figure things out, and everything else piles on, and your coffee
doesn't
taste right.
And it's been connected the entire time, so I'm thinking, what's going on? So, you know, I finally figure that out. It gets started charging, but then it doesn't charge again. And then we walk into the studio. Automation isn't working.
Yeah. That wonderful Linux-based
makes no sense why the
automation machine
not
that never
working.
Dies. Isn't working.
Makes no machine
what? What?
Makes no sense why the automation is not working.
Oh, oh,
then
sorry,
before that, I'm preparing for the show. My Linux laptop is not working, so I can't prep for
Great.
The show.
So you're going to start making more stuff up than usual.
So it's been one thing after another, just not working. Now we've got it all lined out, but it didn't get lined out until.
Right at
the 2 minutes
of the show.
Into the show.
Well, and if you guys were actually listening when the show started, it was a little... There was some silence in there, maybe. But you know what I call it? They call that the pregnant pause, right? That makes people want to listen. Maybe we'll start doing that from now on.
Well, it was an elephantine pregnancy. You know, elephants carry their babies for about 2 years, and that's sort of what that was.
It was pretty bad. But we're good now. So.
We're good now. 866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK.
Of course, I should probably not say that because... You know, doesn't mean these things will
Whatever.
Continue to work right.
Whatever. No, in fact, I'll guarantee you it won't continue to work right.
Okay.
Things always need fixing, right? I mean, isn't that the nature of things?
Sure.
Problems always need to be solved. When you look at the people around you who are successful, they're the ones that solve problems. Now, they may be different problems. They're not working on Linux automation servers. You know, they may be working on, I don't know, fundraising for nonprofits and solving those problems. They may be working on, financial management issues. Who knows? 866-821-8255. And another thing that we haven't talked a lot about. And I have to be honest with you, I haven't talked a lot about it because I find it irritating. And not just irritating, I mean, I talk a lot about stuff that I find irritating, but it's incredibly tragic and irritating. And that juxtaposition is really difficult to feel comfortable discussing for me.
Now, this could range from your description, what you just said.
Yeah.
This could range to, like, worldwide implications of genocide or world...
Worldwide issues. Global stuff.
Yeah. Or your coffee didn't come out this
morning. No, the coffee's fine, and I'm not picky about coffee.
One of the two.
But no, there's a fellow by the name, and I'm sure you heard of him, Steve, a guy by the name of Aaron Schwartz, who was a brilliant guy, very successful, co-founded the internet service called Reddit, many of us are familiar with. Had a lot to do with RSS feed technology and Creative Commons licensing. Was an important figure in protesting federal copyright law stuff in 2012. He was arrested for violating copyright law and ended up killing himself in January 2013. Now, he has been sort of picked up as the poster child of, you know, sort of anti-governmental, anti-corporate, and admittedly those are a little bit broad terms, but it's generally correct, types who, you know, want information shared freely and what have you. And we've talked before about the whole, you know, it's funny now, to me, it's ironic now to talk to and to read about and to watch folks that are very into the information should be free sort of thing. Because this was that was the founding of the PC movement. That was the founding. This is like the, a recycle of 1972. In 1972, give or take, a whole new paradigm about information was evolving and eventually became the PC movement, the personal computer movement. There's a reason why we call it personal. Because prior to that, computers were run by the idiots in the computer rooms, and the computer rooms were gargantuan.
A.K.A. the cloud.
Right. No, you know, brilliant. You're absolutely right. Absolutely, you could not be more right. The irony to me is just nuclear. It's astonishing to me.
Yeah, but now it's the cloud, so it's good.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
So there's this long history in technology for us. It goes back 40, almost 50 years now. With this sort of, you know, democratic information availability. And it has a lot to do with all kinds of stuff. And it's interesting because there's always been this mix of sort of conventional, law-abiding innovation along with, in parallel, this sort of pseudo-revolutionary civil disobedience, and that's putting it nicely because I think a lot of times it goes beyond that. It's theft. It's intellectual theft. That's kind of moved in parallel with this. And it's been going on forever. Well, with Aaron Schwartz, he, in I guess I use the word alleged here, he allegedly accessed MIT's non-public information and made it public, some of their academic information. Now, what's really ironic to me about this is that MIT has been in the process of moving their entire curriculum into the public domain. Now, it's not all there, but they've been doing this for some time, for years now. Now, Aaron Schwartz gets arrested for doing this. I don't think that he ever really denied that he did this. Ends up killing himself over the stress. We come back, we'll talk about some of the details after this.
Dave Mason, the Computer Whisperer. The Computer Whisperer? Back after this.
When it comes right down to it, the most important thing in life is time. The better you manage your time, the better your life is. Hi, this is Dr. Dave. I want to talk to you about some incredible software that helps you better manage your time and get more out of life. I'm talking about Intellect from Chaos Software. I've researched time management software for over 20 years. I've never found a better, simpler, more practical tool for managing my time and my life than Intellect. In fact, it's what I use every day. It even helped me find the time to write this script. Intellect includes an easy-to-use email client with state-of-the-art spam filters, an integrated contact manager, an appointment manager, and to-do list, all wrapped up in the most efficient productivity package I've ever used. Best of all, Intellect is network-ready right out of the box. Download Intellect's free trial at chaossoftware.com. Whether you're a salesperson, retired grandmother, real estate mogul, or radio talk show host, you need Intellect from Chaos Software. Check it out at chaossoftware.com for a better life.